A finance website called Wallet Hub recently ranked Kentucky as the fourth most stressed state in America. That kind of puts stress at the forefront of our minds today. So what causes stress and what can we do to help alleviate stress in our lives?
Oh, well, I wish I had the answer to get rid of it. But, you know, it turns out stress may not actually be a bad thing. You know, when we think about stress, at least psychologically, we see it as a challenge to adapt to some sort of change or something new in the environment. We're stressed when there are things around us in our environment that are different, scary, there's a potential for something good, it's just a different thing there, right? And so the first part to get, you know, stress is a natural response. It's part of what our body and our brains do. And so the idea of sort of completely eliminating stress, while we might be able to achieve it, probably wouldn't lead to a very meaningful or rich life, right? And, you know, if we sort of think about the things that get us stressed, what sort of things come to mind? What do you think of?
Oh, money's a big one.
Sure.
Time crunches, work responsibilities, family, pretty much everything.
Right, exactly. And not just everything, but also things that are really important to us. Stress comes from caring about things, by wanting things in the future, by, you know, thinking about how we can make our lives better or what's there. And so, you know, alleviating stress completely probably wouldn't be a good idea. But there's certainly things we can do to live better with the stress that's going to be part of our lives. Because it turns out that, you know, sometimes stress even comes from positive events. Things like, check this out, taking a vacation.
Wow.
It's new. You know, if you watch folks missing a flight or figuring out where that hotel is or where to go to eat, you know, simple things like that. You know, and turns out things, for example, like marriage, sometimes very happy and wonderful events, starting a new job can be an exciting new chapter. So those are all positive events, you know, things that we would consider part of a valued vital life that also bring stress along. And so I think, you know, the first part is that we shouldn't view stress as the enemy, but instead as something that's going to come along with us in our life. So how do we make room for it, and then learn how to interact with it in a way that doesn't get us, you know, more stressed in the process. And, you know, there are a couple things to do. And one is, you know, trying to fight stress is often the way to make it worse. And it's often, and even for me, the first thing I do. You know, so when I'm stressed and overwhelmed, the first thing I try to do is fix everything at once. Right. You know, I, you know, a long time ago before I got into psychology, I used to work as a waiter. And I remember one day in particular, I was in the weeds, meaning I was way behind on everything. I had, you know, 20 or 30 people. Everyone wanted some sort of beverage at the same time. It wasn't a great situation to begin with. And I managed to make it so much worse. Right. Because I wanted to do it all at once. So I was literally running around like a chicken without, you know, my head cut off in the restaurant. And it was actually, you know, someone there, a wiser coworker, who told me, like, you just need to stop, calm down for a second, go, you know, take a breath. And of course, my response is, are you crazy? I couldn't possibly breathe. I have no time for that. Breathing will come later. And of course, they were right. You know, what I needed to do in that moment was kind of slow down, take a breath before going forward. And we've seen this before. We train, you know, emergency trauma surgeons before they make decisions to slow down before they act. And I think we can use the same thing in our everyday life. It's, you know, precisely when we feel that we have so many things happening and we have to do everything at once, that maybe the first thing we can do is briefly step back. Now, not completely, because obviously, you know, ignoring everything is not a great strategy either for dealing with stress. But simply stepping back, taking a breath, you know, maybe even doing something kind for yourself for 5 or 10 minutes, you know, getting a cup of tea, just taking a walk outside for 5 minutes, and then coming back and saying, where do I want to start? Often can be a way to relate to stress in a more effective way.
Is there anything positive associated with stress? I mean, physiologically, we as humans do experience stress. Why?
Right. So on the physiological level, stress can be good when there's an immediate thing in the environment to react to. you know, we call this our fight or flight system, right? The sympathetic nervous system. So this is the idea that when we're stressed, we get more muscle tension. Our heart might beat faster. In my case, I was breathing much quicker and, you know, more heavily. And those are all great things if you're about to, well, run or fight or immediately sort of exert yourself. And of course, this is important. We hear stories of how parents can sort of lift cars and save their child underneath it. You know, this is amazingly helpful, but it turns out like that's not going to help you, you know, sort of figure out your tax return next year. That same sort of thing doesn't match the situation, right? And one of the things about our mind is, of course, is that we can be stressed not just about what's here in front of us right now. With our mind, we can be stressed about anything that happened in the future and any mistake we made in the past, right? So we throw those two in, the past and the future. All of a sudden, we're dealing with a whole lot more than what's in front of us in the moment here and now. So that really can be one of the first things we can do is let go of fixing all the problems at once. You know, the good news is if you solve some problems in your life today, you'll have more later on. Don't worry about it. There will be other problems to solve. So instead of trying to fix everything at once, we can sort of let go of what's all the worries in the future, let go of what all the ruminating on the past, and instead say, here and now, what can I do? And that can kind of, some cases, sort of lessen the physiological arousal or make it so it's not, you're not feeding into it at the very least.
And I guess the good news is there are things that will make you a healthier, happier person in general that just, oh, by the way, also help relieve stress, like a brisk walk, right?
Absolutely. You know, exercise can be one of the most effective stress relievers out there. The other things, too, are kind of the basics taking care of yourself, things like sleep, and sleep in particular. Interacts with stress in a really bad way. That is, when we're stressed, we tend to sleep less and we try to do more. And trying to do more with less sleep is a really easy combination to end up in a lot of trouble, right? You know, there's some studies that suggest that just 1 hour of sleep loss, you know, sleeping 1 hour less than normal, can really manifest cognitive deficits and other, you know, emotional challenges that are consistent with sometimes things we see in psychological disorders. So things like continuing to protect your time for sleep and, you know, eating in a balanced meal. You know, one thing I, you know, still sometimes do but really have worked hard to stop is skipping meals when I'm stressed. You know, when I'm at work and I say I'm too busy for lunch today, it doesn't make me more productive in the afternoon. It actually just makes things worse. So I think sometimes it's not the fact that it's stress there. It's how we try to manage it that tends to get us into trouble, right? I'm so busy, so I'm going to stay up all night thinking about what I'll do tomorrow and planning what I'll do, but not actually solving any of the problems in front of me. Or I'm going to skip lunch and work through so I get more done. Don't have time to exercise today. I'll take care of myself once I solve this problem. Those are the types of things that really, you know, they feel like they're helping, they feel like we're doing something, but they really just feed into that stress process. So sometimes slowing down, taking a step back, and picking one thing to do in the moment can be the best way to make room for something that's going to always be part of our lives, but we don't have to struggle with it along the way.